Let's talk about FMD, just in general, and a little bit about your presentation today here at NIAA.
FMD is a very infectious disease. It is one that is quite feared disease because of the implications associated with export of product from the United States and the OIE guidance associated with what it means for our exports in the event that we become positive for FMD.
When we look at FMD and how it can affect our industry, what are some of the concerns and some of the goals of speaking today here at NIAA?
Well, the main concern is that once a country is recognized as being FMD positive, their ability to export product is markedly hampered. All of our current trading partners would go away. FMD is an economic trade disease. It isn't a disease. It does cause a tremendous illness in animals, and it does cause mortality in young animals. But it is like many diseases in terms of its impact on the animal. The big thing and what distinguishes FMD from other typical cattle or hog diseases is what happens to trade. And the minute that we announce to the world that we have FMD, our potential to export product goes away. And that is critically important because, as I shared in my talk, the proportion of our production for swine, as an example, that is exported is over 25%, and provides well over $50 per head advantage to producers. And if that goes away, the price, the implications for price, what would happen for price is huge negative impact.
What are we doing as a country and as an agriculture industry to prevent this from happening here in the U.S., and why is this so important for us in regards to economics and trade?
Well, we're doing many things right, obviously, right? We eradicated FMD from the United States in 1929. That's the last time we had it. So all of the things that USDA does currently to exclude FMD from entering into the U.S. is obviously very effective. We have a lot of controls of importation of animals and what happens if, how they're handled, how they have to be tested, all of those kinds of things. We also have restrictions on importations of meats, where they originate from, how they're handled, what happens with garbage off of airplanes and how it's handled. All of those things have important implications for continuing to exclude FMD from the U.S. We have restrictions associated with movement of people and how they're handled if they're coming from FMD endemic areas, admitting whether or not they've been onto a farm, and what happens if you're a visitor coming to the U.S. or if you're a U.S. citizen returning home from an area which has FMD. All of those things are very important to continuing to exclude FMD from this country. But it isn't a question of if it will ever occur in this country. It's a question of when. We hope that when is always out there in the future. But we are doing things to deal with the eventuality that we would have an outbreak. And that activity is critically important. Preparing during peacetime is what will allow us to respond in an organized, effective fashion. And we have to be able to do that. Otherwise, we can anticipate that we would potentially be in an endemic situation with FMD and excluded from the highest value export markets during that time when we have FMD, and we want to limit that time period as much as we can.
When we look at preventative steps that are being done, is the technology that we're incorporating into animal agriculture making us more effective and in case and for that win case when it does eventually come here?
Oh, absolutely. So we have developed, with the support of DHS, new vaccine technologies which are DIVA compatible, differentiating infected from vaccinated animals. That's critically important. Previous vaccines had problems with contaminants, which caused difficulties in distinguishing vaccinated from naturally infected animals, which become an important component in deciding which populations need to be either depopulated or routed in a particular direction. So our new technologies are helping us a lot, and actually are critically important to continue to develop. It does suggest the importance of support from the industries to our government agencies, actually. Those kinds of developments can't occur without DHS and USDA having the appropriate funding levels to develop those technologies. The new DHS vaccine has for just one type of FMD, and as I shared in my talk, there are 23 different types of serotypes and subserotypes associated with this disease that are recommended for banking. That means 23 different types of vaccines, unless you're doing some kind of combination of vaccines. So that all takes money.